This show totally rocks. And this show totally rocks. This is Radioactive International. My name is Derek Mouthpiece, and I am here every week to play punk rock, garage punk, garage rock and roll, stoner rock. If it rocks, I want it. Anyways, let's do it. My name is Derek Mouthpiece. I am joined this week by
Donald Green.
Donald Green, who used to run
Radioactive.
Yeah. Was it 101?
101 FM was its main frequency for many years, yeah.
Very good. That was a proper pirate radio station, for those of you who don't know, way back in the day. And you are having a what this week?
We're having a reunion. It's 20 years since we started the station.
Is it 20 years?
20 years. It makes you feel old. Yeah. 20 years on, 12th of July, 92. So we're a week late because a DJ Lolo's coming over from England. So she put it out by a week. So, that's no worries being a week late. It's 20 years. It'd be great to see everyone there.
Yeah. And it is at the Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse, from about 8, 9 onwards, come on down. And if you're a listener, if you're a DJ, a supporter of our ideas, come in, have a pint, have a chat, meet your old friends and voices. People probably you've never seen before, but heard before. So come on in, yeah.
So are you going to play this one?
Yeah, go for it. Elvis Costello, Radio Radio.
You better listen to the radio. What killjoy boy, ploy, killjoy. I've got chopper teeth now. I said, what's his fine tin, mineral water? What's his fine tin, mineral water? What's his fine? What's his fine? What's his fine? What's his fine? Wash his veins. Wash his fucking. A woman. I've got the worst house and the best tree. I've got the smallest mouth and the biggest tits. Had a dressing down. Prosecuted crown. Prosecuted crown.
Blackers ITA, Dairy Thief.
Very good. Tell them a bit more about the Blackers ITA. I don't know anything about them.
UK outfit, loosely associated with anti-fascist action. They gigged here back in the 90s, I'd say. If it was it the 90s? No, it was earlier 80s. 89.
Sounds 80s.
Trip to Tip and stuff, side tents or whatever they call them, not the main stage, but yeah, good gig and band, and many on stage, brass sections and everything, you know.
Deadly. I'd say Brazilos, they have a brass section, don't they?
They do. They do. Saxophone for that style, yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. Anyways, that cleanly makes us into the next song. Speaking of the Brazilos, why don't we play some Brazilos? This is Flying Saucer Attack.
There's
one of the best live bands on earth. They are.
The Hanson Brothers.
The Hanson Brothers. The members no means no, except for the drummer is singing and they've got a different drummer. Every time they've ever played in Ireland, the mouthpiece has supported them. And that is a honour I will always cherish. Anyways, Donal is going to pick the next one.
Yeah, we've got Holiday in Cambodia by the Dead Kennedys. There's a backstory to this. My mother said, just that song, I mean, you went to Cambodia. And I said, yeah, I went on a holiday. Went into Phnom Penh, stayed a few days. Decided we're heading up to Siem Reap to the Angkor Wat temples. And civil war broke out. And we got stuck there for 2 weeks, July 97. And stuck there. UN organised two helicopters to come and take us out.
You were actually lifted out by a helicopter?
Yeah. And so we got brought back to Phnom Penh by helicopter, and the place was on fire, petrol stations burning and everything. And this was in my head, even though it wasn't on me Walkman as it was in the day. But it was in my head, and I always remember it for this.
People dressing black. Need a holiday in Cambodia, where your kids have
Gas and Security Corps, very apt for this week with the amount of over-the-counter robberies in Dublin and the...
Security Corps, those lads used to be mad. When I was a courier, the Security Corps lads were headcases. They're all the motorbike guys.
And they failed to recruit for the Olympics in Britain, so that they have to draft in the army.
Is that Security Corps that did it?
Yeah, it's the company that has moved on from them. Security Corps has such a bad name, probably through Crass, that they have to change their name, but... yeah, they're in trouble.
But anyway, talking about bad names, one of the worst names ever, or the easiest one to kind of take the piss out of, this is the Dayglo Abortions with Stupid Songs. We'll be right back. right, I would say, did you ever see them?
I think I've missed them. They were in McGonagall's. And,
I don't know. I was talking to Cliona Murphy about them today. I was playing them earlier, and she said, "I said, were they just the best live band ever?" And she said, "Amazing."
I'm kicking myself now that I missed them over the time.
I'd say they were great. Like, they did put out some rubbish, but they put out some some pure gold as well.
Good scooter heads as well. They know their scooters well. You know,
they do.
So next up, by an ex-DJ of Radioactive, Declan Daco, Paranoid Vision, Strange Girl, about Anne Lovett and dying in a field, giving birth. Very topical stuff at the time. But not many bands would touch stuff like that, and that's what punk is about. It's about touching stuff that the mainstream won't touch. Strange Girl.
She died for you. She died in a field. She died for a baby. up in the morning and out to school. Mother says there'll be no work next year. Qualifications was the golden rule. Are now just pieces of paper. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because you're going forwards doesn't mean I'm going backwards. If you look the part, well then you get the job. Last year's trousers and your old school shoes. The truth is, son, it's a buyer's market. They can afford to pick and choose. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Factories are closing and the army's full. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've come to see in the land of the free there's only room for a chosen few. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going backwards. You're on top of the scrap heap. At 16 you were top of your class. Well, I dropped out of high school in Campbell, California. Got a guitar and I never looked back. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. But just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist.
That's Lars Friedrichsen and the Bastards covering Billy Bragg's classic To Have and To Have Not.
You still didn't say it right.
Lars.
You're practicing.
Friedrichsen.
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 Son of Frederick.
I'll get my Danish names later, yeah.
All right, I am going to take it back to a bit of fun, a bit of summertime. This is one of my favorite bands. I have played the song before. I will play it again. This is the Mean Jeans. This is Too Much Cocaine. She wants to
too much.
In maybe in 88, 89.
Where'd they play in Trinity?
I don't know. They played wherever they got, you know. And Rabbit's going to kill me because I unearthed this live gig via Tumpt somehow. Got a download and I started pumping it out on Facebook.
I'd say that's Ed's DIY hardcore blog.
Oh, possibly. And
if you can check anything out, check out Ed's DIY hardcore punk. I can't even remember what it's called. Stick all those names into Google. And you'll come up with his blog. It's deadly. It's got loads of stuff. I'd say this is where you got it.
Yeah, so that was Skinny on drums, Rabbit on vocals and guitar, and Niall on bass. And you can see Niall play on Saturday night, 21st of July, tomorrow night, if you listen to the show live. And that will be Niall playing at the Radioactive Reunion, 21st of July. In the Dark Horse Inn.
Did you get your plug in there?
Yeah.
I thought you socialists weren't into capitalism.
Ah, this isn't capitalism. It's pay no more than €2 just to cover the cost of the gear, you know?
Very good. I'm going to take it back to someone who I think is very DIY. Always did things on his own. I think he plays every instrument on this. It is raw as woo-woo. Here we are.
The other day, always used the same old way. Got nothing nice to say. There are not the same old day. Coming back and back again. Medication is my friend. The night I got in the face to me. What has become of me? Again and again. Gotta stay in on Saturday. What can't be got a life? I'm gonna break down.
Things like this, I say.
Supposedly about Paul Morley and very poor journalism. The Cure, desperate journalist.
Google that, Paul Morley.
There you go.
I'll be Googling it because I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, check it out. Wikipedia will probably have a stub on it or something, you know.
Anyways, I am going to play one of my favorite bands. Get your dancing shoes on. This is the Marked Men with Fortune off the 7-inch of the same name. We'll be right back.
It's a song about girls. It's starting to sound like the Undertones. This is called Just Fade Away.
They were rivals. They hated each other.
Did they?
Yeah. They. The Undertones thought they politicized everything, and
the Stiff Little Fingers hated someone else than Fergal Sharkey. Anyways, I'm gonna keep it Northern Irish. I am gonna go back to Colin and Marty and the lads with a bit of Running Riot, Judge, Jury, and Executioner.
Always wanted to be a boy in blue. Now I'm just Executioner, judge, jury. Executioner, judge, jury. Executioner. Don't fuck with me.
Billy Bragg's punk rock band before he went solo, and Riff Raff, I Wanna Be a Cosmonaut.
Very good, I'm just going to play a quick one. We're nearly out of time. This is Minor Threat, I'm Seeing Red. A bit of Minor Threat. This has been Derek Mouthpiece and
Donald Green.
Very good, doing the radioactive. Well, until next week, if we have even 10 seconds left to go, we're going to play the Donnas. This is Do Ron Ron.
See ya.